This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I went too far. I made a mistake and I was wrong.
The apology came just hours after the images went viral. Kathy Griffin holding a bloodied likeness of President Donald Trump's head.
The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people.
It was not enough for the president. Tweeting this morning, Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son, Barron, are having a hard time with this. Sick. The First Lady followed. As a mother, a wife, and a human being, that photo is very disturbing. It makes you wonder about the mental health of the person who did it.
This is fake blood, just so you know.
The 56-year-old joked during the photo shoot about the possible reaction from law enforcement.
We have to look in this girl today, because we're being different.
Not a joke for the Secret Service, which looks into any possible threat to the president. People weren't laughing online either, calling it disgusting, repugnant, shocking. Chelsea Clinton tweeted, "This is vile and wrong. It is never funny to joke about killing a president."
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Today, CNN announced that Griffin would not be hosting the network's New Year's Eve live show, a job she has done for a decade. Senator Al Franken was tough on his fellow comedian, but not ready to cancel an appearance with Griffin in July.
She did make a very heartfelt, fulsome apology. I think she was thinking she was making some artistic statement, but that image has no place in our political dialogue.
At a time of deep political divisions, a rare agreement over what defines bad taste.
Griffin, would unite the country, right? Gosh, I'll tell you, I'm not even sure what the future of Kathy Griffin is. I mean, her toilet company, actually, they reacted faster than CNN. CNN took a while. Some people said that some analysts had suggested because, believe it or not, they do fairly well on that New Year's show. I've seen it. I don't see much about it. I mean, some of the stuff gets pretty bizarre. It's almost, Howard Stern-like a little bit, some of the stuff, you know, between her and Anderson Cooper. And Anderson Cooper is just like, you know, especially he starts laughing. And, of course, his laugh is rather unique and interesting. But anyway, I mean, what's her future? I mean, at this point, I mean, you know, she's like a disease. And even people in Hollywood are going to have to wait. But I think probably, you know, Scott, probably about, you know, 30, 40 years, you know, people will have her at cocktail parties when, and just say, hey, remember, she was the one during the time that the country was already shuddering with people's heads getting lopped off by ISIS. She's the one that actually held up the image of Donald Trump, you know, and that's what she'll be, you know, it'll be just one of those postscript notes. And
she was already kind of a little bit of a joke. I mean, there's a lot of comedies that make the, make a comment about, you know, how, you know, we're going to go watch Kathy Griffin and, you know, well, what'd you get those tickets for free? Stuff like that. So, yeah. And if
well,
you're
she
only
was desperately funny, you know, and when she was desperately funny, I mean, I will say that although, you know, her language can get raw at times because, you know, when comedians get desperately funny, you know, the F-bombs start flying. And it's funny. I mean, it's funny. I say funny in a very weird sort of way. That the audience will actually laugh just because somebody said the F-bomb. They go, I mean, are you just so hard up to justify, as you say, Scott, that ticket that you just paid $7,500 for to watch this comedian that you're going to laugh at the drop of a hat no matter what, you know? I don't know. But as you say, she was pretty much, as she, you know, self-deprecated herself in identifying herself as a a D-list celebrity, so to speak?
Yeah, like a D-list celebrity. And the only time she was really relevant in the mainstream every year was that New Year's show. If you're only relevant one time a year, well, you're doing better than most, but
you still got a ways to go, no doubt. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Trump. I think that would all be true if it weren't a toothless treaty. It has no enforcement mechanism. It's all voluntary. People are supposed to adhere to certain limits, self-imposed. That's the problem with it. If we had a real agreement where China and India, the real polluters for CO2, and we and the EU had the firm limits, enforceable, then, and if you were willing to say, I'm not a climate believer, but I'm a bit of a skeptic, but nonetheless, prudence would dictate that we do something, then it would make sense. Right now, it makes no sense. The Chinese essentially have a free ride for 15 years. The Indians have announced that they're going to increase CO2 emissions. They're going to triple them from coal between now and 2030. We're the ones who are going to have to adhere to these limits. And the fact is that technology is going to determine it. We have lower emissions from our coal plants than we had since 1992, a quarter of a century. And that's not regulation. It's not the UN imposing it. That's the rise of natural gas and fracking.
You know, what do you think about this? I got to tell you, I'm uncomfortable in taking a side on this because it's just I don't have all the information. And the information I have is questionable. It's dubious at best. And I know some people, and I've had many conversations with people who are very passionate about this. Oh, my goodness, you know, how can we, you know, consider getting out of, you know, this whole climate change debate and abandoning Europe? And, of course, the Europeans are all going crazy. And, you know, a little bit of this, Scott, I think it might be that scenario of where, you know, Trump has seen that the king is buck naked, not wearing any clothes here on this issue. And, you know, but the Europeans for so long have been saying, oh, no, he's absolutely, he's perfectly dressed. And they cannot get out of themselves to even think and consider, as Charles Krautheimer says, you know, exercising some reason here. You know, after all the expense and the money, I mean, you're talking trillions of dollars involved here to go along with this deal. And what would it affect? Where's the return on investment? And again, keep in mind, what is driving the worldview of this president? What is the number one thing driving the worldview of this president?
The media.
No. What's in his heart? What's he looking at every day? He's looking at jobs. Are we creating jobs? Is this going to be a job killer? Is this a job creator? That is his filter. And what he sees is that this Paris Agreement is a job killer. I mean, hey, if it was a job creator, then after all the years that Barack Obama and his administration, who went around Congress and made this agreement, which at that point, you know, it's kind of a handshake. I mean, it doesn't have a whole lot of substance. So I don't understand why the policy wonks are getting so excited about it. All we're doing is saying, hey, look, if we're going to, you know, I don't think it's worthy of a, and of course, it's not the president. I mean, the president can say, okay, fine, hey, look, if Congress wants to pick this up, fine, they can pick it up. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't agree with my predecessor, so it's off the table.
Yeah, I don't understand why, for a lot of the reasons Kaufman said, it really feels like this climate change stuff is where everybody's had a roommate, right? Where the roommate says, well, I'm not paying for cable.
Right.
You can get it if you want, but I'm not paying for it. You know, but yet every day you come home and you find him, he's on your TV watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are just, a lot of these countries are the same countries that aren't paying their NATO or UN bill.
Mm-hmm.
Why, if to go back to that same roommate, if he doesn't pay his bills, when your lease is up, do you jump back into another lease with him?
Yeah, exactly.
You're just not doing it. I would say, why don't you show that you can hold up our other treaties before we do this one? And let's not forget that. Oh yeah, by the way, we are one of the cleanest countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of the highest standards, if not the highest standards in the world. We have more untouched parks and land and stuff like that. We have more national parks than any other country in the world. So we're already doing all this stuff. Why do you have to keep putting more restrictions on yourself in order to make things better for everybody else? Do you know how often I would have cleaned my room as a kid if my mom would do it for me all the time?
Exactly.
Never. So
not you, Scott. Come on.
I would have never done it. I would have every day I woke up out of it, throwing my clothes on the ground. But when I had to clean it, guess who got a hamper? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's ridiculous for it. It's ridiculous to me.
Well, getting back to the basic argument of is it or is it not. That remains the question, is people are wondering, okay, is it worthy of all this conversation? And as I, became a little bit heated, because, I mean, I appreciate people's passion, I'm saying, hey, look, I'm just trying to understand this deal. But I don't get the facts, Jack. I mean, because as soon as you tell me something is a fact, then I'm reading that it's all, it's presumption. It's not even based on scientific terms. I mean, you tell me that 97% of the scientists agree. Well, and they're still stuck in that 95-97%. They're still, including the president of the Sierra Club, still stuck on that. It's like, really? I mean, you don't even realize how goofy that sounds, especially when you have all these scientists that were supposedly part of the survey, which wasn't a whole lot. It was, I think, less than 100. Coming back and going, that's not what we said. And so you go, wow. And then you think about all the money, the billions of dollars we've spent so far on green energy and everything. And what do we have to show for it? See, because I think every time the government gets into these things, they get into it maybe a little bit for the right reason. You know, it's kind of like right decision, wrong conclusion. Maybe there's something there to consider, but let's do it in a wise way. But no, what happens is you get political interest groups who come in, they find a way to get their fingers in the people's treasury, and then next thing you know, there's this outpouring of money going into this, this windmill, this Don Quixote windmill that we start chasing after, and it's not about the objective, the true objective of providing alternative energy at a reduced rate. No, let's just say we've got this monolith of this organism that's just draining our treasury.
Well, let's be completely open about this. If you want to create an energy that can create energy source that creates more energy and is cleaner than anything else that we have, why aren't they spending money to try and make people trust nuclear energy more? Because it's the cleanest burning that we have.
Right.
It has less effects on the environment even less effect than what windmills and solar panels have.
Well, because next to Putin, you have nuclear energy, you know?
Well,
I mean, that's another boogeyman.
But that's the thing. If that's the boogeyman, why aren't they spending money to try and change people's opinions on it?
Well,
because that's your answer right there.
Well, because, you see, what happened... See, this is what goes on in the world of politics, and you just wait for some voice of reason that can cut through this noise and expose the prejudice and the waste of money. And whether it's Tom Coburn or others who have spoken up, people just aren't listening. They're just not, you know, they're not ready for the truth, I guess. And maybe we just have to go down this yellow brick road and waste more money. And, oh, yeah, we're already $20 trillion in debt and counting. And maybe that's what we need to continue to do. But it is expected that this afternoon the president will announce that the United States will be pulling out of that Paris Agreement.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You didn't handle it? That's a mistake on your part, or the way it was used was a mistake on your part?
Well, we're trying to get at what you think you misjudged.
Well, if you went all the way back, doing something that others had done before was no longer acceptable in the new environment in which we found ourselves. and there was no law against it. There was no rule, nothing of that sort. So I didn't break any rule. Nobody said don't do this, and I was very responsible and not at all careless. So you end up with a situation that is then exploited and very effectively for adverse political reasons. And it was maddening because in the middle of a hard-fought campaign, it's hard to stop and say, wait a minute, what you think you know about this is not accurate. Let me tell you, you can still judge me. You can still hold me accountable. That's fair game. But there was so much else going on at that time. And the investigation that they conducted ended in July. It was over. And I have my complaints about former Director Comey, but it was done. And then it was reignited, and it became the major reason toward the end, based on the best analysis that I can find, that I lost ground and ended up losing. So, obviously, turn the clock back. But what was done, and I think it was interesting, I know you had Dean Baquet here from the New York Times yesterday, and they covered it like it was Pearl Harbor. And then in their endorsement of me, they said, this email thing, it's like a help desk issue. So it was always a hard issue to put to bed, but we put it to bed in July, and then it rose up again.
Wow. You know, first of all, I want to say this, and this is consistent, as I've shared with you before. I feel for Hillary Clinton. I feel for her just from a human standpoint that, you know, we all have dreams and ambitions. And when we don't get it, you know, we don't realize the dream and ambition that we have. It's tough. And I feel from her from that standpoint. But, you know, every time I hear her talk, Scott, more and more, this is a woman in need of a 12-step program. I mean, she needs to get away and just really come to grips with the truth. I mean, she's just and I can appreciate that in any kind of disappointment, you can become bitter or better. And what I see her doing is becoming more bitter. And it's a shame because here is somebody who is an experienced politician. I'll give her due as being one who's wanted to serve and has been there. And people could argue, well, for her own interest and all that. But, hey, the fact of the matter is that she served the country.
Well, you have to look, in order to get better, you have to have somebody around you to tell you the truth, or you have to be willing to accept the truth yourself. That's the only way you can get better. For ever since the election, all we've heard is that she only lost because of Russian interference. She hears all these reports. She's not getting the intelligence briefings anymore. So all she hears is what the mainstream media tells her, and she's falling into the same trap that everybody else is falling into.
And of course, she starts out, Scott. She says, I was not at all careless. Well, the FBI director said you were terribly careless. Well, what was his exact word? I can't remember right now, but she was very careless. But she says, not at all careless. Okay, well, you're in conflict there right off the bat. And the other thing, then she says, well, so much was going on. Well, so much was going on because you did so many things, right?
But this is delusion. Yeah. Well, what we're hearing right now is delusion.
Yeah.
And it's delusion fueled by the people around her. Everybody around her is telling her that if they went to blowing the email thing out of proportion. Well, we don't know if they blew the email thing out of proportion, but I do know that it sounded, when Comey was given that initial statement, it sounded like he was going to prosecute her.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you hear that even from the inside. From FBI, you know, there's 10,000 FBI agents or staff and support and everybody involved in the FBI, and they were shocked. They were shocked, I mean, even by the whole process, because what happened is he overstepped. When he made the statement that no reasonable prosecutor would go after this, would indict her and pursue this inquiry any further, he blew it. Those words should have never been said. They should have never come out of his mouth, because at that point, then you sense that there is some, you talk about collusion. There's some sort of collusion that's going on between the FBI and the DOJ, because Loretta Lynch is his boss. Why wasn't she yelling and screaming like, What the heck are you doing, buddy? That's not your place to say anything.
Well, why hadn't she recused herself?
Well, she kind of did.
Point. Yeah,
she kind of did when she decided to meet with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. And of course, I don't know if you heard about this, but Tom Fenton and the boys, the Judicial Watch, are looking out for We the People again, and they've put out a FOIA request. They want a transcript of the conversation that took place on the tarmac between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. And of course, heretofore, the State Department, previously with Barack Obama, said, ain't going to happen. You ain't going to get it. And now, with Trump there, there's hope that they will gain access to it. Now, you question, you know, the State Department back then said, well, we can't because of national security. Well, why is it national security when supposedly all they talked about was golf and their grandkids?
Because they didn't actually talk about just golf and grandkids.
Oh, that's the connection.
Oh.
You know, this is why you're here. Because you are brilliant. You got it. I mean,
I was always good at paint by number. They always look like masterpieces.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is how we're getting worked here. You know, and is it any wonder? Is it any wonder? I mean, we hear about the president. Everybody says, oh, he's gaining weight. You know, he's got all this stress. Well, heck yeah. I mean, you know, I'm curious because that's the other thing. I don't know why I was thinking this, but, you know, all our presidents, when they come in, you know, they've got a full head of hair. You know, there's some, you know, normal color in it. And I mean, you know, give them 4 years, much less eight, and they gray out. I mean, look at Barack Obama, the changes that went through him, you know, in his physical appearance. He didn't necessarily lose or gain weight. He's got one of those incredible metabolisms that we all wish we had. But his hair didn't lie. I mean, it went salt and pepper pretty quick. That's the job, the pressure. It is so enormous, the pressure that he's under. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, as he's trying to do his job, he's got all these leakers. Because that is the currency of D.C., you know, throwing out stuff, embarrassing him overseas, undermining him at every turn. And then, of course, you know, let's throw in a beheading, you know, depiction just to affect his family and young Barron. I mean, that needs to be where it needs to be and stay there. And we'll just close the door and end on that one, because that needs to go no further. But the fact is the president, as the president of the United States, and yes, this is all happening inside of, 150 days. You know, Hillary Clinton talks about so much going on. I mean, that's an understatement in the face of what the media has been throwing at Donald Trump, don't you think?
I do. We had that clip yesterday where Gingrich was talking about how it's him. It's really Trump taking on everybody. He's putting everybody. He's taking on everybody at the moment, and that eventually, Atlas Shrugged, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, eventually the weight becomes unbearable unless you have people around you that start to that pick you up and start to, you know, remind you of what you're doing it for.
Well, and right. See, and this is why we said last time, before he went overseas, Scott, remember, we said, get out of the beltway. You need to go be with your people. Go out there, be with the constituency, the people who believe in you. Get away from D.C., all the leaks and stuff like that. Go out there, take your story to the people. They're the ones that love and appreciate you. They will encourage you. I mean, you know, look at, you got Maxine Waters, who said, I never said, you know, he ought to be impeached. I mean, and she says, the public's getting weary because Trump hasn't been impeached. No, Maxine, the public's getting weary of you yapping, you know, your head off with no substance. I mean, you sound like some kind of crazy person.
Well, she's got an election coming up, and I hear that the guy she's running against is gaining on him, gaining on her.
Well, that's because she's bogging her own self down. And I mean, you know, and you hear all these people talk about wonderful things about her, but then you hear her talk and some of the things, the other things she says, it's like, what planet are you on?
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's live or, you know, on the internet or around the world, anyway, the 280 plus affiliates we have. Or around the world, even via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. Dr. John Zemerick joins us now, senior editor of the Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us here. We were talking about the Kathy Griffin deal. Kind of amazing that you know, when you look back through the rearview mirror and you see that her sponsor, her major sponsor, Squatty Potty, said, "Hey, we're out of here, Jack." I mean, it didn't take them long. I mean, they did this in minutes. I think maybe the rest of the world and the media, CNN, I don't know, CNN was probably counting their money trying to figure out, okay, if we let her go, how much is this going to cost us in ratings and money? Because she and Anderson Cooper had carved out a little niche for themselves and were doing fairly well every New Year's Eve. But Squatty Potty said, no, we're out of here. So, you know, sometimes some basic things can move faster than some media, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting that this happened around the same time that Sean Hannity was probing on the Seth Rich investigation, mm-hmm. and the media backlash. You would have thought that he was the one holding up the president's head mm-hmm. by a bloody stump of hair. All he was doing was asking questions about an open murder investigation, and there was this massive attempted boycott. Mm-hmm. Of course, there was a backlash by the actual customers, so the boycott failed. But it was just interesting to compare. The left is more outraged at Sean Hannity just, you know, investigating an open murder case mm-hmm. than we were supposed to be about this comedian apparently inciting the murder of the president. Let's just call it what it is. So
exactly.
And let's not let the photographer off the hook either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're all you know, part and parcel to this whole presentation here. You and I talked earlier. I mean, this is comedic desperation, isn't this?
Yeah, well, these are insane times in pop culture. Katy Perry, when she's not calling for peace, love, and understanding and open borders as a solution to Islamic terror, her latest video is a cannibal fetish video, which shows her being cut up and cooked, cut up and eaten. As I wrote in my article at stream.org, this moment in pop culture seems to be the moment in The Exorcism when the head starts to spin around. Like there's something desperate and almost demonic running around in the culture.
Exactly.
And it's kind of scary. I mean, growing up, I didn't have comedians doing things that invoked, you know, terrorism of the ISIS level, the way mm-hmm. Kathy Griffin is.
Exactly. No, there's no doubt that there is a culture war that's taking place. And John, you look at this in terms of a socio-psychological impact that this is having on our culture. The whole idea of free speech has gone to extremes. It's free speech without responsibility. The things that are being performed in the name of art. You know, at some point, we're going to reap what we've sown here.
It's bizarre. I mean, free speech is supposed to allow all this stuff, but not to include, like, death threats against the president if he's Republican, but not college students talking openly about political ideas on campus, because, you know, that might trigger some snowflake student. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, Christian business owners choosing to refuse to participate in sending a message they disapprove of, like making wedding cakes or you know, printing signs or printing leaflets. You know, you should be able to decide what you take part in. The left does not have anything like a consistent position. They've abandoned even the pretense of an attempt at consistency of having principles. I mean, you know,
well, John, this is what our parents would call crazy.
Yeah.
You know, this is craziness.
It's like the reign of terror during the French Revolution. It's an ideological madness. It's an attempt at achieving the replacement for religion. It's like a pseudo religious Great Awakening. It's a Great Awakening without God. There's the Spirit out there. Ain't the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's the wrong one. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we were reminded yesterday, we were talking with Nancy Hartevel-Coburn out of Israel yesterday in Tel Aviv, and she was talking about what ISIS has done in terms of turning everything upside down. She says, Bill, you got to appreciate with ISIS is that which is evil is good, that which is good is evil. And I said, boom, man, that's Isaiah 5 right at you again. And, you know, as the Bible says very clearly, woe. I mean, when it says woe, it means woe. And that on that day when we start calling evil good and good evil, and this is what ISIS has done, this is what this tyrannical behavior that we have in this country is doing. I mean, Kathy Griffin, when she did this, you know, she thought, okay, I'm going to get some attention. Well, now she's got the attention, and she's got the attention of the U.S. Secret Service that tweeted out, threats made against at Secret Service protectees receive the highest priority of all our investigations. So whatever attention deficit she might have been subjected to, she's going to get plenty of attention now from the U.S. Secret Service. What do you think?
I think that's certainly appropriate. And I hope people don't try to turn her into a martyr of free speech. Within hours of the backlash to her carefully prepared, carefully planned, grotesque piece of snuff humor, she'd apologized, and people online were saying, you gotta forgive her, you gotta move on. I was like, no, that's a little too soon. If you people have forgiven Mel Gibson for what he said when he was drunk.
Yes.
You know, a man with mental health issues who had been drinking, said some outrageous, appalling things and apologized. then, you know, have you forgiven him 7 years later? Then don't be so quick within 7 hours to forgive Kathy Griffin, who sober, stone cold sober, planned out, thought out, paid money, and decided to release this image.
Well, and I thought it was interesting that when she did her apology, no makeup, and she didn't apologize to the person that she attacked. I mean, the president of the United States and his family. There was no direct apology to them. I thought that was, you know, so I thought it was interesting because first when I saw her, you know, and I saw the clip, I'm going, that's you know, I know the voice, but I'm not sure of the face, unmade up, you know, so I thought
And not apologizing to the person she wronged. So
yes.
It's like a little 2-year-old being forced to apologize saying, well, I'm sorry that upset you, or I'm sorry I'm in the corner. I'm sorry I can't have candy. You know, this person needs to learn a lesson for her own sake and for the culture's sake that you can't get away with this stuff. Mm. Think about the families of victims of terrorist attacks who were killed.
Think of Danny Pearl's family, right?
Yeah,
I thought about that immediately. And you know, the father of that worker that was out there, you know, just trying to build the infrastructure for the people there. And he what his father had to be subjected to. And as he comes out this house and he just falls to his knees just in grief. And for Kathy Griffin and for some that would think that's funny, not very funny, without a doubt. I think she's reduced herself from a D-list celeb, John, to... you know, maybe 40 years down the road, she'll be that 80-year-old woman that somebody will hand a cocktail to at the Hollywood cocktail parties, and they will just have her there as a freak, kind of like the woman with a beard at the circus, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right. I hope that's how it turns out.
Well, it's unfortunate, but it seems that on the upside, John, she is... been a unifying factor. She's brought us all together. Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor of The Stream. John, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, live from Hollywood, yes, the one and only Steve Evans, the movie guy. Memorial Holiday weekend, kind of underperformed a little bit. Box office running a little bit light, but Pirates of the Caribbean said, hey, just get out of my way. I'm taking as much of the shekels that are out there.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, sailing to the top of the box office, making about $63 million. I think they had hoped for more in the U.S., but it made about $285 million worldwide. So, well, once again, we're not going to shed any tears for the Walt Disney Company.
They're in the black, so everybody's happy. They paid for the movie.
And of course, they
leave you, as because I did see the movie, with a little bit of tease that, when you're turning and churning like this, and of course, what's saving, the movie industry is this worldwide distribution now, Steve-O.
It is amazing. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We have a Hindi movie, which is being remade for the Latino market. We'll talk about that. But you actually lived the pirate's life. You went to see the movie this
time.
What did you think? I mean, this is the fifth in the series.
Yeah.
Together, these things have made about $4 billion worldwide. So this, they were saying, this might be the last one. Will it? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. It works. You know, Depp, say what you want to say about Johnny Depp. I mean, he pulls it off. And, it's there. It's not, the thing is about him is that, because I had my doubts. And I went with my son. And he goes, Dad, let's go see Pirates of the Caribbean. It wasn't my first choice, but I said, okay, let's just, we'll go. And, the thing about it, it wasn't that it turned you off. And, if you're a fan of Depp and the Pirates, and you understand that it's all about, what Disney did with this idea, as you and I talked about last week, in terms of, bringing to life some of the rides there at Disney. And who would have thought the Pirates of the Caribbean ride would ride off into the vault and collect as much money as it has. I mean, it's an amazing background. And Depp just and company and that, they just keep it. I thought it might be tired. I thought it might be tired, but I it was okay. It was good. It wasn't,
They do know how to make a movie.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, I had a chance to see that, Volume 2, last weekend. Mm, it's a fun movie. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
You could finally find a seat now, right?
Yeah, right. It's made about $335 million in this country alone just in the last 3 or 4 weeks, so that obviously is a hit. Baywatch, not doing quite what they had hoped, 18.5. However, the interesting thing is the CinemaScore, the exit poll, People giving it a B plus. So people who saw, I don't know whether it was the lousy jokes, the beautiful bodies, or what, something worked there. Alien Covenant was number four. Everything, rounding out the top five. This, of course, another summer weekend, which means another summer blockbuster. And this movie is getting great reviews. Of course, I'm talking about Wonder Woman.
Mm.
This comes to us from the DC Comic Extended Universe. This is from the Warner Brothers side of town.
What would we do? What would we do without comics?
I don't know what they would do these days, because it certainly is, seems to be driving the marketplace. Man of Steel, of course, was the first one coming out in 2013. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad last year. And this Wonder Woman, like I say, is getting great reviews. 95% are recommending this thing. It's directed by a woman, which was probably smart, because you don't want to step on that political landmine.
Oh, yeah.
If
well,
you're making a movie called Wonder Woman, you should let a woman make it. Patty
Jenkins. You can't have a Wonder Man in there doing that. Because a Wonder Man would mess it up. There's no doubt about it.
She's a very talented director, and she hasn't really done another. Well, her only other big movie has been Monster, which was back in 2003. Charlize Theron won the Best Actress Award for her portrayal of this woman. Very unglamorous role for her. But this, like I say, 95% recommending. Starring Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. Now, if you're into the comic book thing, you probably already know this. But before she was Wonder Woman, she was Diana, princess of the Amazons, a trained warrior. Now, this takes place during World War One.
Wasn't that the same Diana that Paul Anka sang about?
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah, probably.
It could be way back when. Yeah. A pilot during World War One crashes and tells of a conflict in the outside world. So she leaves home to fight a war to end all wars, discovering her full powers and true identity. Gal Gadot in this, Chris Pine, Robin Wright, Lucy Davis. I think it's going to be a winner. They say it's going to be making in excess of $95 million this weekend.
Well, good for her. Hey, Steve, real quick question. Patty Jenkins, I mean, you say she hasn't directed a movie since 2003, right?
Right. So,
she's done a lot of TV. Oh, okay, because I had visions of she was there in Hollywood with a bucket saying, we'll direct for food or something, you know. I don't know.
No, I think she's been well paid and quite busy, but that she hasn't been given a big, and this, of course, is a big film. So she probably will be doing a lot more after this.
Well, good for her. That's great.
We have another movie out. It's an animated film from DreamWorks. It has a wild title, Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. Which, you know, it's kind of funny. You say, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Well, we're going to go see Captain Underpants. But this is a PG movie. They say it's great for the entire family. 100% of the critics are recommending this. And it's based on the worldwide sensation and best-selling book series. I was unaware.
I didn't know. There's an Underpants? There's an Underpants? See, Scott would know about this. I don't know about this thing. I'm sorry, Captain Underpants. You got to use the full title there, you know.
Captain Underpants, yes, Steve. This is the first epic movie. Basically, they're calling this a subversive comedy for the entire family. It tells the story of two overly imaginative pranksters by the name of George and Harold who hypnotize their principal into thinking he's a ridiculously enthusiastic, incredibly dim-witted superhero by the name of Captain Underpants. Great voice talent here. Kevin Hart is in this, Jordan Peele. Ed Helms, Nick Kroll. It's going to be big this weekend. 100% recommending Captain Underpants.
Yes.
The first episode.
Okay, you got it.
Then we have a movie called Dean, which is kind of the art house entry this weekend. It's directed and written and starring Dimitri Martin. Now, Dimitri Martin is a comedian. You might recognize him from The Daily Show as a correspondent. But it's kind of an interesting movie. He plays Dean, this illustrator whose unwillingness to deal with the recent death of his mother means escaping his hometown of New York, goes out to L.A. for an interview with an ad agency. His dad, played by Robert Klein, takes a more regimented approach to grief, including putting the family home up for sale. Now, both father and son set out on their own paths to find a new normal as unexpected circumstances and a potential new love interest threatened to thwart all plans. Dimitri Martin, Kevin Klein, Jillian Jacobs in this, as well as Mary Steenburgen, 56% are recommending this one. We're talking about the international marketplace. I got a kick out of this. We have a movie called Three Idiotas. Now, this is based on a Hindi film, which came out in 2009. I thought, you know, this is a real indication of the world we live in. You have a Hindi film, which is a success, being written, being made now for the Latino market, and it's called Three Idiotas. Not reviewed for the critics, but I love this concept. You got a group of lifelong friends. They go on this wild adventure full of laughs in search of one of their closest college buddies who disappeared without a trace a day before their big graduation day. Now, 5 years have passed. You got Philippe and Beto. They decide to search for Pancho, their long-lost friend, who was the leader of the pack. The three friends, all engineering students, go through these unforgettable times together during their wild school days, forging this strong bond which proves capable of withstanding even the most unexpected obstacles. Three Idiotas, subtitled for those of us who don't speak Spanish. Looks like a fun movie out this weekend. Now, you are a history buff, right?
Oh, of course, yes. I love history. Everything
is. Very interesting documentary this weekend called Letters from Baghdad. 91%.
Oh, I've heard about this one.
Have you really? Yes, I have. Gertrude Bell. I was unaware of this woman, but it tells of this extraordinary story of Gertrude Bell, who was one of the most powerful women in the British Empire back in her day. Now, she actually shaped the destiny of Iraq after World War I in ways that still reverberate today. They say she was more influential than her friend and colleague, Lawrence of Arabia, and this movie takes a look at why she's been written out of the history books that she definitely helped to make. 91% recommending. What have you heard about this?
Other than, you know, just basically what you've just been sharing with us, and I've been looking forward to this. I wanted to see this because, I love it when you go back and you can think about how things began and years later, decades later, how off the mark and when there was a wrong turn made, and you can go back to where that wrong turn was made and see why we are where we are today.
Well, Lawrence of Arabia is one of my all-time favorite movies about the same period of time
exactly
what went on over there. And as I understand it, basically, after World War I, they just kind of divided it all up and say, okay, you're Iraq and you're Iran. And, because this was essentially just an area where you had tribes that would travel, regardless of borders. So
exactly.
Well,
not much has changed because you still have that. You see, again, you have that core influence and that cultural influence that's the way they grew up. Even though you've had generations pass by, it's interesting that intrinsic DNA of that region still raises its head. And I think that's the challenge in developing policy and politics to where if you do understand it, and Gertrude Bell did, I believe. And I think this is what we're going to, see in this movie. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Letters from Baghdad out this weekend. We have a lot to see if you're local multiplex.
Well, as you say, I'll tell you, not only do we have a lot to see, the box office will be happy for it because they're a little low. I mean, they didn't do the big bucks that they expected to do over Memorial Weekend. So maybe they're hoping in the next couple of weeks it'll make up for it. It does have a way of balancing that out. And who knows with, Wonder Woman coming out, that sounds pretty interesting. Captain Underpants for fun. I mean, if you need a break, I mean, just get some popcorn and some jujubes and we'll have a great time at the Cineplex.
That's
Steve Evans.
Done.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer.